三章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn with me to Matthew 13.
马太福音第十三章。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13.
翻到以后，我们从第一节读到十六节。
After you found it, we will read from verse 1 to
16. 当那一天，耶稣从房子出来，坐在海边。
On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea.
有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。
And great multitudes were gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore.
他用比喻对他们讲了许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow.
撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。
And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不生，花苗最快。
Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
But when the sun was up, they were scorched.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。
And because they had no root, they withered away, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
又有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
有耳可听的就应当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
门徒进前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”
And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?"
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”
He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given."
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
But whoever has,To him more will be given, and he will have abundance. And, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
在他们身上正印了以赛亚预言说：“你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”
And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, "Hearing will you hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive."
因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵花沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
For the hearts of this people have grown dull.The ears they are hard of hearing, their eyes they have closed, and lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为你们看见了；你们耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But blessed are your eyes, for they see; your ears, for they hear.
那十七节以后呢？主耶稣就来解释。这个比喻的意义是什么？
And then starting from verse 17, Lord Jesus explains to them what this parable means.
就像我们今天不会交通那个主耶稣解释的那些意义。
Today we will not fellowship on the very meanings of Lord Jesus' explanation of this parable.
我们再翻到马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4.
马可福音第四章第三节
Verse 3
你们听啊有一个撒种的出去撒种
Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow
第十节
Verse 10
无人的时候跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思
But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
And he said to them, Do you not understand the parable? How then will you understand all the parables?
好，请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，神的儿女们一同聚在你施恩的座前。
Lord, we thank you in this day, in this morning of your resurrection, all your children are gathered before you.
我们心何等欢喜快乐，因为这是你得胜的日子，这是你施恩的日子。
Our hearts overflow with joy because this is your glorious day, the day of your triumph, the day of your grace.
因为每一次我们聚在你的会中，我们心是何等的欢喜，因为在这里我们和我们主耶稣基督要再一次的相会。
Because at every assembly of ours, our hearts simply rejoice because you will be present with us one more time.
我们在你的深处里面，再来到你面前来等候，来仰望你自己的怜悯。
So in the depths of our spirit, we simply come before you to wait on you, to wait for your mercy.
你的话好像恩典的雨从天在临到我们心中。
Your word will be like the rain of grace once again showered upon us.
来滋润我们这些的田地。
To nourish our field of our hearts.
不仅叫我们灵再次因着你的话再苏醒过来，也因着你的话再次的坚定我们的信心。
So not only will our soul be revived, restored by you, but once again, our soul will be strengthened.
知道我们实在是一般有福的人，能够常常听见你的话，听见你的声音。
Knowing that how blessed we are, that often we could hear your word.
借着你的话再引领我们走前面的道路。
Oh Lord, lead us on through your word.
你分别为剩这一点时间，保血划定界限。
Sanctify this period of time and your blood mark out this area.
在这里没有一件事情搅扰我们和主之间的交通。
So nothing here will intercept our fellowship with you.
没有一件事情拦阻我们能够来到主的面前。
And none can hinder us from coming before you.
好像在这里能够向我们施恩典。
So that right here you can extend your grace to us all.
谢谢主将听我们祷告。
Lord, we simply thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
早晨和弟兄姊妹来交通撒种这个比喻。
This morning, I would like to share with you on the very parable of the sower.
这个比喻是我们比较熟悉的一个比喻。
This parable, most of us are very familiar with.
因为主耶稣在这里讲到天国的比喻。
Because the Lord here speaks of the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
我们要读圣经都告诉我们说呢，马太福音乃是讲到主耶稣是那位要来做君王的那一位。
Now, as we read the Bible, we know that the gospel according to Matthew speaks of the king to come.
他是那个天国的君王。
He is the very king of the heavens.
所以马太福音第一章一开头说就记载在那里有个君王的家谱。
Therefore, in the very beginning of the gospel according to Matthew, we see this genealogy of this king.
他是大卫王的后裔，是要来做王的。
He is the son of David, and he is come to reign.
所以第二章我们看见有东方来的几个博士在那问说，那生下来做犹太的王。生在哪里呢?
And in chapter 2 we read that those magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked them who is the king born who is the one who is born to be king.
当最后主耶稣站在比拉多面前受审的时候，比拉多曾经问他说你是王吗?
And even when the Lord stood before Pilate on trial, Pilate asked him, are you the king?
主耶稣回答说我为此而生也是为此来到这世间
And the Lord Jesus replied that for this I was born for this I came to the world
但是他做王他不是做地上国度的王乃是做天上国度的王
However our Lord reigned as king not in the earthly sphere but he is the king the heavenly king
所以第三章我们就看见主耶稣在约旦河受洗完以后
So in chapter 3, we see that after the Lord Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan,
第四章我们就看见他在那里开始传天国的福音。
And starting chapter 4, our Lord preached the kingdom of heaven.
而五到七章呢，在那里对门徒就讲到了这个天国的律法。
When we come to chapter 7, the Lord speaks of all the laws of the kingdom of heaven.
讲到天国子民他们的生活原则是什么？
There he speaks of the very principle, living principles of the citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
而到第八章第九章，我们看主耶稣从橄榄山下山以后呢，就开始在那医病赶鬼。
And in chapter 8 and 9, we see that after the Lord Jesus came down from the Mount Olive, he drove out all the demons, he healed all the sick.
他在那里执行天国的权柄，彰显天国的权柄。
There he executed, he actually spread the very power of this kingdom.
而到了十章呢，主耶稣在那里召聚了十二个门徒，把权柄赐给他们。
In chapter 10, we see that the Lord gathered the 12 disciples and gave them his authority, telling them to go out and spread the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
接着他们也把天国的权柄彰显在地上。
And through these 12 disciples, that he could manifest his power of this kingdom of heaven.
而到十一章，我们就看见人对这个天国福音反应是怎么样呢？
And in chapter 11, we see what people's response to this gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
我们看见人心是何等的刚硬。
Then we see that how hard man's heart is.
主耶稣借许多神迹奇事彰显天国的权柄，但是他们却终不悔改。
The Lord Jesus has manifested through all the signs and wonders the very king, power of kingdom, but in the very end, they never repent.
而到十二章更严重的，乃是他们看见主耶稣赶鬼的时候，他们说他是借着鬼王赶鬼。
In chapter 12, it comes even worse because when they saw Jesus Christ casting out demons, they say he cast out demons by the prince of demons.
特别是那些文士法利赛人。
Especially those scribes and Pharisees.
所以到十二章主耶稣最后就讲出非常重的话。
Therefore, in chapter 12, the Lord says such solemn words.
他说当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这个事。
In the day of judgment,The Ninevites will rise up and judge the world.
因为尼尼微人听着耶拿所传悔改的道，他们就悔改了。
Because all these people from Nineveh, upon hearing the message of Jonah, repented.
但是当主耶稣在地上传天国福音说你们要悔改。
But when the Lord preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, saying, repent.
这世代对这些属灵的事物却是麻木没有反应的。
All the people were so callous to the spiritual manners.
因为主耶稣说我们吹笛你们却不跳舞。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, we play the flute, you do not dance.
我们举哀你们却不捶胸。
We sing a dirge, you do not beat upon your chest.
所以有一天尼尼微人要起来定这个世代的罪。
Therefore, one day the Ninevites will rise up and condemn this world.
并且有一天当审判的时候，南方的女王也要起来定这世代的罪。
On the day of judgment, even the queen from the south will condemn this world.
因为她从地极来要听所罗门的智慧话。
Because she came from the very end of the earth to listen to the words of Solomon.
她从遥远的地方赴上代价，他就是要来明白听所罗门所发出来的智慧言语。
She came from a remote area. She paid such a price, just came to listen to the very wise word of King Solomon.
而现在这位真正的所罗门王来到他们当中。
And then when this true King Solomon came in their midst.
这位把智慧赐给所罗门王的那位智慧之子
This very one, the son of the wisdom who gave the wisdom to Solomon
现在站在他们当中以他们是何等的近
When he stood in their midst, he was so close to them
他们却听不进他的智慧的言语
But all these people would not receive his word of wisdom
这个就是为什么从十三章以后主耶稣开始用比喻来讲论天国的奥秘。
And this is why, starting from chapter 13, the Lord Jesus started talking about the mysteries of kingdom heaven in parables.
因为他不再用明讲来讲天国的奥秘，天国的事情。
He would no longer speak of the things of the kingdom heaven plainly.
而是用比喻来讲天国的奥秘。
Instead, he used parables to speak of the very mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主耶稣讲这个撒种的比喻以后呢，门徒就来到他面前问说， 为什么要用比喻对众人讲呢?
So after the Lord spoke this parable of the sower, the disciples came up to him and asking him, why? Why did you speak in parable?
主耶稣就对他们讲说为什么要用比喻来对他们讲这个原因。
And the Lord Jesus explained to them why he spoke in parables.
他说只为了只叫你们能够知道不叫他们知道。
Because the Lord said only you could understand, but not others.
因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Because as they see, they do not perceive; as they hear, they do not understand.
因为主耶稣明讲天国的奥秘的，明讲天国事情的时候呢，他们闭着眼睛。
Because when the Lord Jesus spoke of the matters of the kingdom of heaven so plainly, they closed their eyes.
他们掩着耳朵。
They cover their ears.
他们故意不去听，不去看。
And on purpose, they would not see, they would not listen.
他们不想去明白主耶稣所说的话。
They would not want to understand what Lord Jesus was talking about.
因为圣经告诉我们说，为什么他们不想看，不想听呢？
And as the Bible tells us, the wise they do not want to see, do not want to hear.
因为他们恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，他们就回转过来。主就要医治他们。
Lest they should see with their ears and eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, our Lord Jesus would heal them.
因为他们若是要回转，主要医治他们的时候，他们在那里就需要对付罪。
Now for the Lord to heal them after they return, they have to deal with their sins.
他们需要放下许多罪中吃的，他们必须在那边认罪悔改，付上代价。
They have to forego so many pleasures of sin. They have to confess and they have to pay a price for this.
但是他们不愿意。
They would not do so.
他们硬着心。
They harden their heart.
因着这个缘故，主耶稣从此以后呢，就他开始用比喻来讲论天国的奥秘。
And because of all of this, from now on, the Lord spoke to them in parables about the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣为什么用这些比喻呢
？And why does our Lord use all these parables？
我们比喻不是说一个比方。
Now, a parable is not simply an example.
有时候我们讲一件事情的时候，我们用一个比方，那是要叫别人用一件事情来解释我们所讲的事情。
A lot of times we use examples to explain to others the thing that we're talking about.
使人更能明白了解我们所要讲的事物是什么。
So that people could easily grasp what we're trying to convey.
但是比喻却不是这样。
However, parables are not so.
很显然，比喻不是人听了就能够更明白。
Apparently, parables are not those upon hearing you could understand.
因为比喻不过是人不能够借，只是单从比喻表面来明白神的意思。
Because we cannot simply read the parables and understand the meanings on the surface.
那么为什么主耶稣要用比喻来讲道呢？
Then why did the Lord preach with parables?
是用另外一种方式，为了引起他们的注意。
This is to, the Lord is using another way to arrest their attention.
好，叫他们愿意来寻求啊，明白主耶稣所讲这些比喻真正的意义是什么。
So they are willing to seek to understand exactly what all these parables are about.
所以第三节他们说，主用比喻对他们讲许多道理的时候，说那个有一个，这个前面原文里面应该说，看啊。
Therefore, in verse 3,Then the Lord spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold.
看就是说你要注意。
Behold means to heed.
底下所要讲的一些事情是非常重要的。
All the things that he's about to say are very important.
马可福音那里说听啊。
And in the book of Mark, he says, hear.
听就是说主在这里有一些事情要交通给你，让你知道。
Listen, here there's something that I want to share with you that you should know.
所以主耶稣为什么从今以后开始用比喻来讲道呢
？So why is the Lord Jesus starting from here on that he used parables in preaching？
是要引起他们更多的注意
，simply to arrest their attention，
要他们来看，要他们来听
，so that they would listen， they would behold，
叫他们愿意来寻求，来明白主耶稣在这里所讲的是什么意思
，so that they would seek to understand what the Lord is speaking about here。
所以我们看见底下当主耶稣讲到这个比喻后那些门徒就近前来问耶稣说
After the Lord spoke of this parable his disciples came up to him
然后底下主耶稣就来解释这个比喻的意思
And asked him what this parable means and then the Lord Jesus started to explain
同样在36节那里也告诉我们
And also in verse 36.
因为主耶稣后来又继续讲几个比喻以后。
As the Lord continued to speak of other parables.
然后三十六节就告诉我们说，当下耶稣离开众人，进了房子。
Verse 36, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house.
他的门徒进前来说，请将这比喻，请把前天拜子的比喻讲给我们听。
And his disciples came to him and saying, explain to us this parable of the tares of the field.
主耶稣讲完拜子比喻以后，这些门徒马上进到主耶稣基督的面前。
After the Lord spoke of this parable of the tares, his disciples right away went up to him.
请耶稣把那个拜子的比喻解释给他们。
They asked him to explain this parable to them.
那底下我们就看见主耶稣就把那个拜子比喻的意义呢告诉门徒们。
And as we continue to read, we see how the Lord explained to them the meaning of this parable of the tares of the field.
所以我们看见主耶稣是说用比喻呢是要叫人借着这些比喻有一颗寻求明白的心。
So we see the Lord use all these parables in order to enable people to pursue, to seek to understand his meaning.
所以在这里让我们看见一个属灵的原则。
So we see a spiritual principle here.
为什么主耶稣从今以后不再用明讲的呢？
Why is it from here on the Lord Jesus would not speak of things plainly?
因为在那里看见整个世代对这属灵事物是一个麻木没有反应的一个世代。
Because he saw that that generation was callous, was numb about spiritual matters.
人故意不听神的话，拒绝神的话。
They would not listen to God's word purposely, not listening to them.
主耶稣用另外一个方式来讲说天国的奥秘。
As they rejected him, therefore the Lord spoke to the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven in another way.
而只有那些愿意进到主耶稣面前来的人。
Only those who are willing to come before him.
他们愿意来寻求明白主耶稣所讲的话的意义。
Only those who are willing to seek the meaning of the Lord Jesus' words.
主耶稣才会把那个属灵的意义来告诉他们。
To these, the Lord Jesus was willing to reveal all the meanings of his
saying. 所以在马可书那里也告诉我们说，当主耶稣讲完那个撒种比喻以后。
So in the Gospel according to Mark, after the Lord spoke of this parable of the sower.
他无人的时候，那些跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒就来到耶稣的面前。
When he was alone, his 12 disciples and those who followed him came up to him.
来问那个比喻的意思。
And they asked him about the meaning of this parable.
然后底下主耶稣就把那个比喻的意思来告诉这些跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒。
And then the Lord Jesus began to explain the meaning of his parable to the 12 disciples and those who followed him.
所以怎样的人才能明白天国的奥秘呢？
So what kind of people, a person would understand the very mystery of the kingdom of heaven?
只有那些愿意来到主面前来寻求明白的人。
Only those who are willing to come before him to seek to understand it.
耶稣才会把他那些属灵意义来启示给他明白。
To these, the Lord Jesus will reveal the spiritual meaning of his saying to them.
所以我们看以后主耶稣讲了许多天国奥秘的比喻都没有什么解释。
And then from then on we see there are not too many explanations to his other parables of the kingdoms of heaven.
因为主耶稣只有向那些愿意来寻求明白的人，他才能够向他们解释。
Because the Lord Jesus only explained to those who are willing to come before him to seek to understand his saying.
用什么？今天这个原则是同样用在这个时代。
Brothers and sisters, this same principle applies to our days.
主耶稣对当时那些犹太人说，有一天，尼尼微要起来定这个世代的罪。
The Lord Jesus said to the Jews in his days that one day Ninevites will rise up and condemn this world.
有一天，南方的女王要起来定这个世代的罪。
And one day, the Queen of Sheba will rise up and to condemn this world.
那个世代不是单单只是主耶稣在地的那一段时间而已。
And that generation doesn't mean the time when the Lord was in His flesh in the world.
那个世代呢，是从主耶稣来到地上的时候就一直延续到今天。
The generation that they will condemn. Continued until today.
所以让我们看见今天这个世代怎样才能明白主的话呢？
So let's see in this generation, how can we understand His word?
这个世代的人怎样才能明白天国的奥秘呢？
How could people in this generation understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven?
只有那些跟随耶稣的人，只有那些愿意做门徒的人。
Those who follow Jesus, those who are willing to be His disciples.
当他们听见这些比喻以后，他们就愿意进前来到耶稣面前。
Those who, upon hearing His parables, are willing to come before Jesus.
求主耶稣解释那些比喻的意思，让他们明白。
And asking the Lord Jesus to explain the meaning to them.
当这样的人来到主面前的时候，主乐意把他那个属灵的意义来告诉他们。
To these, the Lord is willing to explain all the spiritual mysteries to them.
同样，我们看见这个世代的光景。
Now, as we consider the conditions of this generation,
神借圣经向人说许许多的话。
God has spoken to man so many things through the Bible.
讲了许多的话。
God has spoken so many things.
做许多的事情。
And He has performed so many things.
为什么人看不见？
Wise men are blind to all
things. 为什么人听不见？
Wise men cannot hear.
也不明白。
Nor understand.
因为人不愿意来到耶稣的面前。
It's all because men are not willing to come before Jesus.
人不愿意和耶稣一同进到内室，进到房子的里面。
Men are not willing to go together with Jesus inside the house into the inner chamber.
所以许多话就这样过去了。
Therefore, so many words simply just pass by.
看也看不见，听也听不明白。
Therefore, when we see, we do not see or perceive.
但是我们感谢神，有一班人，他们当无人的时候，当安静的时候。他们愿意进到耶稣的面前。
But we thank God that there is a group of people when they, upon hearing God's word, they will be willing to come before Him.
他们愿意寻求明白主耶稣所讲话的意义。
They're willing to seek and to understand the Lord's saying.
主在那里就乐意把那些属灵意义的启示让他们明白。
And there, joyfully, the Lord will reveal all the spiritual meaning.
让他们能够看得见，他们耳朵能够听得见。
So upon seeing, they could perceive. Upon hearing, they could understand.
我们感谢神，圣经告诉我们说，神乐意把他儿子启示在人里面。
We thank God that our Lord God rejoices in revealing His Son into our heart.
主耶稣应许说，人寻求必寻见。
And the Lord promises that, seek, you will find.
靠我们的必给他开门。
Knock, and the door will be opened unto
you. 所以凡是愿意来寻求主耶稣基督的人，明白他话语的人。
Whoever wills to seek the Lord, trying to understand His word,
主就让他们寻见。
The Lord will be sought by them.
凡是愿意来向他叩门的人，主耶稣就向他们打开门。
Whoever is willing to knock on the door, the Lord Jesus will open it for them.
让他们能够进到神国度里面，看见神国度许多奥秘，许多属灵的意义是什么。
So they could enter into the kingdom of heaven. They could see the many spiritual matters and understand the mysteries.
这个就是为什么从十三章以后，主耶稣开始讲道方式改变了。
And this is why, starting from Matthew 13, the way the Lord preached.Has changed.
他不再明讲了，是用比喻来讲说天国的奥秘。
No longer would he speak plainly, but he would speak in parables about the mysteries kingdom of heaven.
那我们知道马太福音十三章讲到有八个比喻。
Here in Matthew 13, we know there are 8 parables that the Lord spoke.
为什么在这个比为什么讲到天国比喻的是头一个是撒种的比喻呢？
Why is the parable of the sower is the very first parable among these 8?
在马可福音那里，我们刚读了，告诉我们说，当门徒听见这个比喻以后，主耶稣问他们说：“你们不明白这比喻吗？”
And in the Gospel of Mark, which we just read, it says that when the disciples heard of this, the Lord said, "Do you not understand this parable?"
那怎么明白一切比喻呢
？How could you understand any other parables?
那意思就是说，你若不明白这个撒种的比喻，你就没有办法明白其他主耶稣所讲的比喻。
The Lord means that if you do not understand this parable of the sower, you will not be able to understand any other.
所以可见这头一个天国比喻是非常重要。
Therefore, the first parable of the kingdom of heaven is extremely important.
人要明白主耶稣以后所讲许多天国比喻，必须要头一个要明白这个撒种比喻。 意是什么?
For you to understand any other parables, first you have to understand this parable of the sower.
这个就是为什么头一个是撒种的比喻的原因。
And this is why this parable is being placed first among the eight.
我们若是信主年龄久一点，我们觉得这个主耶稣所有比喻里面，似乎这个比喻是比较容易明白，比较容易懂一点懂的。
And for us who have believed in the Lord for quite a while, to us it seems that this is the most easily understandable one.
但是我们真的是明白这个比喻的意义吗?
But do we really understand the meaning of this parable?
若是我们没有明白这个比喻的意义，我们就不可能明白主耶稣以后所讲一切的比喻。
Now, if we do not understand the meaning of this parable, we would not be able to understand any of others' parables that
the Lord said. 因为在这个比喻里面有许多重要属灵原则在其中。
Because there are so many important spiritual principles in it.
为什么在天国比喻里面主要是头一个就讲到撒种的比喻?
Now, why is that among all the parables of the kingdom of heaven, the Lord Jesus spoke the parable of the sower as the first one?
我们知道主要圣经里面所讲的一些事情有它属灵次序，一定有它属灵意义在的。
We know as long as there is a spiritual sequence and, in spiritual matters, there is a spiritual importance attached to that sequence. Well, last time we shared on the eight blessings in chapter
5.
Why is the very first is blessed is one who is humble?
Because this is the first 蒙福的一个路。
Because it is the very first way through which you can be blessed.
除非人是先是一个虚心邻里贫穷的人，他底下许多福才能够可能发生在他身上。
Unless you first are the poor in spirit, you're a humble one. Otherwise, any of the other blessings will never come to you.
才有可能最后为义受逼迫。
And in the end, then it's possible for you to be persecuted for the righteousness' sake.
为主的名，为基督的名，愿意在那受苦。
That you would be willing to suffer for the Lord's name for Christ's sake. This is when the blessing has reached the highest climax, that you are glorified together with Christ. And also in 2 Peter, we see the same principle.
彼得在那里写信给散居在各地的那些以色列的基督徒们。
As Peter wrote this epistle to all the elect being dispersed all over the place.
他们说呢，我们蒙了重生得救以后，我们脱离从世上来的情欲。
And he said, after we're saved by grace, we have escaped this lust in the world.
就与神的性情有份。
And then we have become partakers of the divine nature.
为着这个缘故，我们就要更丰外的殷勤。
For this reason, we have to be even more diligent.
然后最后才能丰丰富进到神永远的国里面。
And in the end, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那怎么样殷勤追求，怎样能够最后能够丰丰富富进到神永远的国里面呢？
Then how can we diligently pursue the Lord and in the end entering into the kingdom very abundantly?
他说他来讲，也讲到了八样的一个属灵的美德。
There, Peter also spoke of eight types of virtues.
第一个，他说要有信心。
First, he said, you have to have faith.
他说有了信心，又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制。
Now, add to it virtue, and then knowledge, and then self-control.
为什么信心是摆在第一个呢？
Why is a faith has been placed in the first place?
因为信心呢是进到属灵所有境界的一个起步。
Because faith is a very step through which you can enter into different realms of the spiritual matter.
因为信心呢是让我们最后能够达到属灵丰满的一个第一步。
And also faith is the very first step that will lead us into the spiritual consummation.
然后最后我们看看一项一项到最后第八项呢是有爱众人的心。
And one added to another to the very end that you will have this love for all.
所以圣经为什么有记得这样的一个次序，先要有信心，然后要有德行，然后有知识，然后有节制，然后有忍耐呢？
Now why is that the Bible records in such a sequence, starting with faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, and perseverance?
难道不能够信心马上就跳到前进，跳到忍耐吗？
Well, can we just jump from faith to godliness and to patience?
圣经之所以有这样的次序的记载，表明后面有个属灵的经历，属灵意义在的。
Now the reason the Bible records this, all these eight steps in sequence, because behind all these, there is this spiritual experience.
属灵经历的确是要一步一步按部就班的。
Because spiritual experience happens step by step.
你必须要第一步才有第二步、第三步。
You have to have the step, then the second, then the third.
然后最后你才能丰丰富富的进到神永远的国里。
And then in the end, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以同样，当主耶稣要讲到天国许多比喻的时候，头一个就是讲到撒种的比喻。
Now this is why when our Lord was about to talk about all the parables of the kingdom of heavens, first one is the parable of the sower.
因为在这个比喻里面，让我们看见天国奥秘是怎样开始的。
Because in this parable of sower, we see how this mystery of the kingdom of heavens starts.
天国是怎样从开始在地上开展出去的。
How does this kingdom of heavens begin starting in this world?
神在这个天国里面，神的工作原则是什么？
And what are the spiritual principles of our Lord in this kingdom of heavens?
在这个天国在地上发展的时候，人和神的工作到底发生了什么样的关系？
As the kingdom of heaven advances, what are the relationships between God and his people?
以后主耶稣所讲的许多天国比喻那个内容，那许多的真理都是从这个头一个比喻里面开始延伸出来。
All the contents and the truth of the Lord's other parables about the kingdom of heaven all extrapolate from this one.
所以主耶稣才说，你们必须要先明白这个比喻，你们才能够明白一切的比喻。
Therefore the Lord says that you have to understand this parable in order to understand any of the others.
所以弟兄姊妹，明白这个撒种的比喻是何等重要。
Therefore how paramount this is to understand the very meaning of this parable.
我们若不能明白这个撒种真正的比喻的话，我们就无法明白以后主耶稣所讲许多天国奥秘的比喻。
Because if we really do not understand the true meaning of this parable, we will not be able to understand of any of his other parables about the kingdom of heaven.
也许我们这个比喻已经听过人讲解好多次。
Brother and sister, you probably have heard of this parable being explained to you so many times.
但主耶稣也要问我们说，你们明白这比喻吗？
But the Lord Jesus will ask us, do you really understand it?
只有当我们明白这个比喻以后，所以说以后还有更多的比喻，我们就能够慢慢一步一步都明白。
Now, only when we understand it, truly know it, then step by step, the Lord will reveal to us many of his other parables.
因为这是明白许多比喻的一个关键。
Because this is the threshold, upon which you will be understand other parables.
那我们来看这个比喻。
So shall we consider this parable now?
我想我今天没有时间讲到这个主耶稣在那里所解释这个比喻的意义是什么。
Now I do not have time to expound to you what the meaning of this parable is today.
头一个我们看这个比喻里面讲到三个因素。
However, we see that in this parable there are three factors.
一个就是撒种的人，然后一个就是种子，还有一个就是泥土。
Three things. First is the sower, and then the seed, and the soil.
因为主要是头一个撒种的人。
Now the first, the sower.
主要是讲到那个稗子比喻的时候，就告诉我们说，那个撒好种的就是人子。
As the Lord speaks of the parable of the tares, he tells us that.That's the Son of Man who sows.
所以这个撒种的人就是主耶稣基督自己那位人子。
So we know that the sower is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man.
天国是怎样开始的？
How does the kingdom of heaven begin?
天国是怎样来到地上的？
How does the kingdom of heaven expand to the world?
那是主耶稣来到地上的时候就把天国带到地上。
That's when the Lord Jesus, when he came to the world, he brought this kingdom.
这让我们看见所有属灵的工作，神的工作都是主自己开始的。
So we see that all the spiritual work started from the Lord himself.
都是神起初开始的。
Our God initiates everything.
都是圣灵开始在发动的。
Now, it's the Holy Spirit who originates everything.
我们看见创世纪第一章一开头的时候,
we see in Genesis 1 in the very beginning.
当神在那里开始做一个恢复的创造的时候,
now, when our Lord was performing this restoration of this creation,
圣经第一章第一节就告诉我们说, 起初神,
in the very beginning, the Bible tells us, in the beginning,
神是一切的源头,
God is the very origin of everything, the very source of all things. Starting from Him, that the kingdom of heaven has come to the world. He has sown the seed of the kingdom of heaven into the world. He has brought the salvation to us. He has given us the God, life of God. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven originates from Him.
So, this lets us see that on the earth, today's God's all works, 若不是神起头的话,
therefore, we see in this world, any work that does not originate from God does not belong to God's work. This work is only temporary. They will not endure forever.
凡是出于神的, 凡是神所要做, 它必然自己起头。
Everything that's from God will be originated by God. Because He is the very source of all things.
然后在主来到地上的时候，他是一个撒种的人，他把那个种子呢撒在地上。
As the Lord came to the world, He was a sower and He sowed all the seeds.
所以说，在后面就解释说，这个种子就是神的道。
And the Lord continued to explain that the seed is the word of God.
我们知道种子呢是代表里面有生命。
We know the seed represents life.
所以主耶稣说, 我的话就是灵就是生命。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, My word is spirit, is life.
当神在那里做一个恢复创造的时候,
as God was restoring all His creation,
他是借着神的话开始在那里开始神的工作。
He did it through God's word.
神的工作是神自己起头。
So God initiated His own work.
那他凭借什么来做神的工作呢?
Then by what He would perform His work?
乃是借着他自己的话。
It is by His own word.
我们看在旧约历史里面,
we see in the history of Old Testament,
当神要在他百姓当中开始有一些工作的时候,
when God was about to do some work among His people,
常常说到神的话临到先知。
We often see that the word of God came to the prophet.
当神的话临到神所拣选那些仆人、那些先知们,
when God's word came upon His servants, His prophets,
然后先知就把神的话再传递出去,
and His prophets would then deliver His word.
让我们看见那些话在神的百姓当中就发挥了功用, 神的工作就开始在百姓当中。
We see the word of God was working among God's people and starting God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹们看见神的话是何等的重要。
So brothers and sisters, we see how important God's word is.
上次我们弟兄也告诉我们说, 我们要爱慕神的话胜过爱慕金子, 胜过金金。
Last time our brother shared with us that we should desire God's word more than the gold, very fine gold.
我们都盼望神的工作能够在我们当中能够起来。
We all hope that God's work will be spread among us.
我们盼望神的工作在我们身上能够做一个恢复的工作。
We all hope that God will start His restoration work among us.
但是路在哪里, 凭借是什么呢?
But where is the way and by what?
只有当人乐意更多来寻求他的话, 来明白他的话。
Only when people are willing joyfully to seek Him, to understand His word.
我们在那里看见就有神的工作。
And right there, we could see God's work.
神若不说话, 神就不工作。
If God does not work, He will not work. We see that when John the Baptist came out to preach,
他来到地上也是要传那个天国福音，传天国信息。
He came to the world to preach the message of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
但是施洗约翰怎么开始这个神的工作呢?
But how did John the Baptist start his work?
那是当有天神的话临到施洗约翰。
It is when one day God's word came upon John the Baptist.
施洗约翰才能出去做工传道。
And then from then on, John the Baptist started to work.
用什么都是没有神的话, 神就没有工作。
Brothers and sisters, again, without God's work, God does not work. Neither can man do any work.
人可以凭着自己做一些事情。
Man could by his own efforts doing something.
但是神不会见证他们所做的工。
However, God would not bear witness of their work.
因为一切都是神从神起头，一切是从神的话语而来的。
Because everything should originate from God's word.
我们重生得救的经历也是一样。
Now this is so true with our redemptive experience.
彼得告诉我们说。我们重生不是由于那能坏的种子，乃是由于那不能坏的种子。
Peter tells us that we are redeemed not by corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed.
这不能坏的种子是什么？就是神活泼长存的道。
What is this incorruptible seed? That's God's living word, which endures forever.
当这个生命的种子，神的话语进到里面以后，我们就重生得救了。
When God's word, this seed of life enters into us.
我们就有了生命了。
We are born again. We have His life.
所以什么是得救？什么是重生呢？
Therefore, what is this redemption? What is being born again?
那是接受神的话。
It's simply to receive His word.
接受这个生命的种子种在我们里面。
Receive this seed of life being implanted in us.
所以主耶稣来到地上，他这边把神的话、天国的道理撒在这个地上。
Therefore, Jesus, the Lord Jesus came to the world.He spread this, his word, the kingdom of the heavens.
他不仅把神的话撒在这个地上。
Not only does he scatter his word in this world.
他就是神的话。
But he himself is the word of God.
因为他就是神的道。
Because he is the very word of God.
约翰福音一开头告诉我们说，太初有道。
In the very beginning of John says that.In the beginning was the Word.
生命在他里头。
And the life is in him.
生命在这个种子的里面。
The life is in this seed.
这个种子也可以说是主耶稣基督自己。
We could say this seed is also the Lord Jesus himself.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们说，有了神的儿子的生命，有了神的儿子就有神的生命。
Therefore, Apostle John tells us that he who has the life of God, the life of his son has his life.
当人接受这个种子的时候，就是接受主耶稣基督自己。
When he has the Son has his life, whoever receives his seed receives Jesus Christ.
就有了生命。
Then he has his life.
所以主耶稣也告诉我们说，他来到地上来，在叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛。
Therefore, Lord Jesus tells us that he came to the world to give life.The life more abundantly.
他还不仅传天国的道理。
Not only does he come to preach the messages of the kingdom of heaven.
他来呢是传他自己。
But he came to preach himself.
他来到地上来是把神的国彰显在地上。
He came into this world to reveal the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看见神的国、天国是怎样开始呢？是借着他，从他而开始。
So we see how the kingdom of heaven began. It's starting from our Lord himself.
然后他把这个种子撒在哪里？撒在地上，撒在土里面。
Where did he scatter the seed into the soil, into the world?
我们知道只有土才能够接受这个种子。
We know only soil can receive the seed.
水泥地、柏油路不能接受这个种子。
Any cement cannot receive any seed.
这个就让我们看见为什么神起初造人的时候是用泥土来造人呢？
And that's why we understand that why is that the Lord created man with this clay.
因为在那已经表明将来有一天这些人乃是要接受这个生命的种子。
There already the Lord shows that one day these people will receive this seed of life.
所以在创世纪第二章那里，不过是借了人得到那个生命的果子来接受这个生命。
So in Genesis 2, we see that man through receiving this fruit of life, they receive God's life.
但是很可惜，我们看见在创世纪里面人失败了。
However, unfortunately, we see that man failed in Genesis.
人在那里没有接受神的话，接受这个生命的种子。
Man did not receive God's word, did not receive this very seed of life.
人反而在那里接受了撒旦那个虚谎的话语。
Instead, they received the deceitful word of Satan.
结果罪进到人里面，败坏性质进到人的里面。
Therefore, sin entered into man, so did this corrupt nature of man.
所以今天人说。结出来的都是一个败坏的。
Today, every man's fruit is simply corrupt fruit.
成为属肉体的人。
We are all earthly people.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们在肉体内毫无良善。
Therefore, Paul tells us that in our flesh there was no good.
我们这一块土地原来是要接受神所栽种的种子。
This soil that we have originally is to receive whatever the Lord has planted.
而是要接受神的话语。
That is to receive His word.
要结出果子出来。
To bear fruit.
但是现在有另外一种话，虚假话，败坏话进到人的心中。
But now we have another kind of fruit. This is a deceiving, corrupt fruit.
就人就成了一块荒地。
And this word, this deceiving word came into man, so our field had become desolate.
所结出来都是野草。
What we produce is simply weeds.
都是野花。
All the wild flowers.
所以彼得告诉我们，以赛亚书也告诉我们说，凡有血气的尽都如草。
Therefore, in Isaiah, we read that all flesh is just like grass.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass will wither, the flower will fade away.
摩西在他诗篇九十篇那也告诉我们。
Moses in his song Psalm 90 also tells us.
人生如早晨的草。
Man is just like the grass in the morning.
早晨花芽生长，到晚上就割下枯干了。
It springs up in the morning, but in the evening it withers, it's cut off.
人生何等的短暂，没有什么果子可以结出来。
How short is our life without much fruit to bear?
因为人没有接受相信神的话。
Because we do not believe, we do not receive God's word.
没有接受那神永远长存的话。
Nor do we receive His everlasting word.
没有接受相信主耶稣那生命的话语。
We do not receive that word through which we could believe in Jesus.
没有得到那永远的生命。让我们能永远活着。
We do not receive this everlasting word through which we could live forever.
所以我们看主耶稣今天来到地上。
So we see as the Lord came to the world.
他为什么在那边撒种子？
Why did he scatter the seed?
因为他要恢复神起初造人那个目的。
Because he wanted to restore the very purpose when God first created man.
他上来传天国福音。
There he preached the kingdom of the heavens.
要把神的道种在人的心里面。
There he wanted to plant God's word into man's heart.
要把他自己种在人里面，叫人得那永远生命。
There he wanted to implant himself in us, so that man could receive his life.
所以我们看见神的国，天国是从哪里开始的呢
？So we see where does this kingdom heaven begin?
那是从我们这些接受神话语的人身上开始的。
It begins with us who have received God's word.
有一天，法利赛人也曾经来问主耶稣说
：“Now one day Pharisees came to ask Jesus.
他说神的国几时来到？”
When will the kingdom of God come?
主耶稣说神的国不是眼睛可以看得见的。
The kingdom of God does not come with observation of your eye.
人也不能说在这里在那里。
Nor can man say it's here, it's there.
主耶稣说神的国乃是在你们中间，在你们心里。
The Lord says that the kingdom of God is in your heart.
什么时候人接受这个生命的种子，神的国就在他们当中，就在他们心中。
Whenever a person receives this seed of life, then kingdom heaven is in him.
什么时候人得到这个生命的种子，生命就在他里面。
Whoever receives the seed of life, this life of God dwells in him.
天国君王就住在他里面，要做他的君王。
And the kingdom heaven lives within him to be his king.
神的国就临到他身上。
And the kingdom of heaven now has arrived.
所以罗马书第五章保罗在那里告诉我们。
Therefore, Romans 5, we read.
他说那些蒙受洪恩又蒙神所赐之义的人。
Those of them who have received all the abundance of God's grace and His righteousness.
岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命里面作王吗
？Shouldn't they reign in life through one person, Jesus Christ?
所以天国实际是显在哪里
？So where does this reality of the kingdom of heaven?
天国君王要在哪里做王
？Where does this heavenly king reign?
乃是在那些蒙恩的儿女心中做王。
He reigns among the hearts of all those who have been saved by grace.
乃是这些人接受这个生命种子，生命住在他里面。
These people have received the seed of life, and this life abides in them.
这个天国君王就在他们里面。
And this heavenly king abides in them also.
要在他们生命里面来做君王，来管理他们。
He will reign and rule them in their life.
天国奥秘就从这些人身上开始展开了。
And the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven just unfold starting from
then.
Brothers and sisters, this is why the very first parable of the kingdom of heaven is the parable of the sower. All the reality, all the abundant contents of the kingdom of heaven start from here.
弟兄姊妹, 今天天国在哪里?
Brothers and sisters, where is the kingdom of heaven?
乃是在我们心中,
it's in our heart.
乃是在所有相信人的当中,
it's among all those who believe.
只有接受神话语的人, 天国道理的人, 天国才能显在他们里面。
Only those who have received the message of the word of God, among them, God's kingdom will be revealed.
然后神就借这一般人, 我们就看见天国在地上就慢慢开展出去了。
And also, using these people, God will expand His kingdom in the world.
所以我们看见天国的奥秘从这里开始了。
So we see that the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven originate from here. Because our Lord Jesus is a very sower who scatters his seed among the hearts of man. However, on the other hand, we also see this, that how could the kingdom heaven continue to expand? Lord Jesus is the sower. So are we.
保罗曾经对哥林多的教会说,
Paul once said to the Corinthian church,
我把属灵的种子撒在你们中间,
I have scattered the spiritual seed among you.
当保罗在哥林多传福音的时候, 把那个生命的种子, 把那个神的话语, 把主耶稣基督撒在哥林多教会, 哥林多人的身上。
Now as Paul preached at Corinth, he preached the seed of life, the gospel, and Jesus Christ himself among all the Corinthians. And from then on, God's kingdom expanded. So,
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, we are also sowers.
我们借传神的福音把生命种子也撒出去,
sharing the gospel, we also scatter the seed of life, the God's word in this world.
把神的道种在人的心田里面,
and we planted God's word into man's heart.
所以圣经形容说我们是一个劳力的农夫。
Therefore, the Bible describes us as a hard-working farmers.
传道书说,
in the Ecclesiastes, we read that in the morning you should scatter the seed.
晚上不要歇你的手,
nor do you rest in the evening.
不管是早杀的晚杀的,
whether you scatter in the morning or in the afternoon, in the evening,
因为当,
both are good.
因为当人在那里把神的话语撒出去, 传扬出去的时候,
as long as men scatter God's word, share God's word, we see that God's kingdom will be expanded through these words.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, today's God's kingdom does not stay among us only.
天国许多福气, 许多丰富, 要借着教会, 借着神的儿女继续传递出去。
So many of the blessings and the riches of the kingdom of God will be expanded and will be widespread through us, through the church.
当人接受神的道, 神的话,
when we receive God's word and His message, then we see God's kingdom has already come upon them.
保罗来到帖撒罗尼迦传福音的时候,
when Paul came to Thessalonica to preach the gospel,
虽然很短的时间,
although it's just a short period of time,
但是他们蒙恩的光景是非常美好,
but the spiritual conditions of those Thessalonians were wonderful.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书那里告诉我们,
and in 1 Thessalonians we read,
因为当保罗在传神的道给他们的时候,
as Paul was preaching God's message to them,
帖撒罗尼迦教会人 以为这是神的道, 不以为是人的道。
All the Thessalonians believe that this is the word of God, not the word of man.
这真是神的道。
It's truly God's word.
因为当他们在那边听神话的时候, 他们知道这是神的道, 这不是人的道理。
As they were listening to this message, they knew that this is the word of God, not from man.
所以神的道在他们身上就运行, 就工作。
Therefore, God's word can a work among them can start functioning.
他们就蒙恩，他们就得救了。
And they're saved, and they were greatly blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们听神话的时候，我们是把它当作人的道还是神的道？
So brothers and sisters, as we hear the word of God, do we consider it as word of man or word of God?
若是我们在我们当中还有一些寻求真道、寻求真理的人，
If there is any among us who is a truth seeker who is still looking for the truth,
当你读神的话，当你听神的话的时候。
When you listen to God's word, when you hear His voice,
你若是把它当作以为是神的道，
if you consider it as the true word of God,
神的话在里面就发生功用，
and this word of God will start its work in you.
你不把它以为当作人生的哲学道理，
if you do not consider it as the philosophy of the world,
你相信这是神的话，神的道，
and you believe this is God's message and God's word.
这个生命的道，这永存的道就要进到你的里面。
This word of life, the everlasting word, will enter you.
你就要得到主耶稣基督的生命，得到永远的生命。
And you will receive the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and this everlasting life.
我们感谢主，主不仅是那个撒种的，我们也是撒种的人。
We thank our Lord that not only is He the sower, but we are also the sowers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上需要常常撒种，传扬神的福音。
So brothers and sisters, let's often do this diligently to scout out the word as sowers.
好叫神的国能够在这里继续展开。
So that God's kingdom can continue to expand from us.
好叫天国实际能够彰显在地上。
So that the reality of the kingdom of heaven will be manifest in this world.
神的国要彰显在教会里面。
Because God's word, God's kingdom has to be expanded among the church.
求神是恩待我们。
We pray that God would extend His mercy to us.
我们就是愿像那些门徒，像那些跟随耶稣的人。
So we will be just like the followers of Jesus Christ as His disciples.
我们听见这些比喻以后。
After we hear all these parables.
我们必须进前来到主耶稣基督的面前。
We have to come before Him devotedly.
主才会把这些属灵意义来告诉我们。
Only so will our Lord reveal the very meanings of these parables.
我们有一个寻求明白他心意的心。
Let us have this heart to seek to understand His mind.
他会向我们解释这一切比喻的意义。
And then He will explain.Everything to us.
我们就能明白天国的奥秘。
And then we will understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
求神恩待我们，让我们真是成为一个寻求神的人。
Now may God be gracious to us all, so that we would truly be the very ones who seek the Lord.
让我们真是能够看得见，能够听得见。
So that upon seeing we could perceive, upon hearing we could understand.
也能明白他话语的奥秘。
We would comprehend all the mysteries of His word.
好叫神的工作在我们身上能够显明出来。
So that God's word will become evident among us.
那就到这里。
Now, I would like to conclude my sharing with you at this point. Brother, would you please say the prayer to conclude it?